talking about. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make it plan.
Well, it is a big day here and everywhere. Got a lot of stuff to get to today, but we would be remiss if we did not begin this day, this Monday, by celebrating or at least acknowledging Chewy's favorite holiday of all of the holidays, Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, bud.
Thank you. It can't be the best of its. See, they should just lock it in more to the day of a week than, you know, the number on the Gabe. No one wants St. Patrick's Day on a Monday. No one wants Cinco de Mayo. So just have
Chewy,
it. Have it.
Chewy,
it's like
Cinco
Washington's
Mayo,
birthday.
It has to move around.
No.
You know what Cinco de Mayo stands for, correct?
Does he?
Cinco is 5 of
yes.
May.
Yes. 5th of May.
Yes. But it could float, Gabe. No one cares. No one cares.
It's just, so what you're saying is it should be the Friday or Saturday closest to yes. the 5th of May.
Look at Easter. Easter's not locked into a day. It floats. So just
always
first
on a Sunday.
First Friday of May is Cinco de Mayo. How's that, Gabe? Does that work for you?
No, because it's Cinco de Mayo. That's like saying, hey, 4th of July, we should celebrate it on the 7th.
There's another one you should move. Well, it should.
Then you can't call it the 4th of July. You can't call it Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe we change the name to something de Mayo, and it's just, hey, whatever it falls on, it's something. But at least it would be the Friday.
Cinco de Mayo. They know what we're talking about, Gabe.
The thing is, I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about.
You don't see restaurants taking their days off on a Friday or Saturday. It's a Monday or a Tuesday, Gabe.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here? It's 2025. We can do what pretty much everyone
so
wants.
So the reason that Chew is so adamant about moving the old Cinco de Mayo, something de Mayo, Drinko de Mayo around is because, well, he forgot that his favorite holiday was today.
I knew it was in the area. But here's the problem. I wanted to do it Saturday. I'm coming back Friday night. Me and the Blammer were going to sharpen blades and have lunch. Wink, wink. Found out I have a graduation at 8 a.m. on Saturday in Madison. What the hell are a mad? What is wrong with these colleges?
What, to celebrate the achievement of earning another degree? Can't but imagine.
8 in the morning on Saturday, and what? Then I got to go to Minnesota a week later, and their graduation on a Monday.
Ooh.
You ever hear of that?
Is that the worst day for graduation? First of all, you're not allowed to vote, Chewy. You think Monday's the worst day, just generally speaking.
Yes.
But from a graduation standpoint, a Monday is wild. I could give you a Saturday. I could give you a Sunday. I could give you a Thursday even. Friday, of course. Monday is bizarre.
Monday is very weird.
For the kids graduating, it's like they got to go to work on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, if I'm to believe,
even if you have a job lined up, you're not working.
I was going to say, if I'm to believe the numbers that I see out there, most of them don't, Gabe. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. What do they care?
The Monday's fine.
Care.
I guess
there is no day of the week at that point.
So Chew, you got a graduation this weekend,
yes.
This coming weekend, and that is going to preclude you from being able to celebrate Drinko de Mayo
with the Blammer. It's got to be pushed to Sunday. Which takes on a whole different dynamic.
No, that I understand.
Yeah.
What is the graduation for?
My one son's getting his MBA and the other one's undergrad.
Huh.
In Minnesota. So it'd be fun. It'd be good.
What is the importance, if you've already been to a graduation, a college graduation for someone, to go to another one? I can see this both ways. On one hand, hey, I already did this. Like, when you got your bachelor's X number of years ago, I went to your graduation ceremony. I sat in the stadium or the arena or whatever it was that the school put it on in, the auditorium. On the other hand, it is even more impressive to get another degree in this day and age. So where do we stand on that, Gabe? How do we feel about the second graduation for the same kid?
The fact that that one's at 8 a.m., I think that should be factored into whether or not you show up.
Oh, I'm going. Well, yeah, I'm going.
Okay, I was about to say you're being forced to go.
I don't need to explain.
It's not your decision to go.
But
is that what we're saying?
I think it's the honor of the parents for paying for the education.
Is it? Is it? Because now you're going to have to pay for at least another meal, right? Because I'm assuming the parents are taking the kid out, and you guys are on the hook for wherever you guys go in Madison.
Well, let me tell you what. Before I even looked at any Packers stuff or Brewers or Bucks, I was looking for brunch in Madison on Saturday.
I do appreciate that you at least are feigning that you would have gotten to those other things eventually. That's a good sell by you, buddy.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
Before I looked at all the sports stuff that we're going to talk about this morning, I was looking for a brunch spot in Madison. 8 o'clock does, I think that does factor in, Gabe. I think the does factor in.
Chewy, I think you should treat this the way you treat going to football games for your kids. Yeah, you show up in the first quarter, you watch the rest of it someplace else, you meet them afterwards. The crowd's going to be so big, they're not going to know if you're in the crowd or not.
The Masters program is only two. I think it's in a smaller stadium. Eight's not bad, but, I mean, you're talking. Look, I grind it all weekend long. I like to sleep in a little bit on the weekend. I mean, I'm a grinder.
Wait.
I mean, we're looking at
the sleeping grinder.
Define grinding, please. I want to know what you did on Friday that resulted in you sleeping in on Saturday.
Got up early, did the show.
So you got up at the normal time and did the show because...
Yeah.
Plus you're there, so you're not getting up as early.
You guys don't get... There is a weaning that has to go on here because I'm back Friday. So now I have to start waking up at 5 a.m.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have to ease yourself into it. It can't just be quickly hitting that once you get back to Wisconsin. And
weekend was all part of the wean, you know. But I'm going to have to wake up probably at 6 on Saturday to make it to Madison for 8. So there'll be a little less grinding this week. I won't be able to grind it out as hard.
Between the weaning and the grinding, guys. I'm out. You lost me. You're going to have to do the rest of the segment on your own, the weaning and the grinding.
You guys just think I snap my fingers and power rankings appear. It don't work.
What happens.
More or less.
That's how it works.
More or less. I think that's how that kind of happens.
I think.
So
give us credit, Chu. We are all acutely aware of how it works.
Let me ask you guys this. How important was your college graduation to you when you guys graduated?
Ooh, good question. Significant. Like scale of 1 to 10, life events to that point. I don't know, probably.
But was
an 8.
That thank you, mom and dad? Was that thank you, mom and dad? I think a lot of it's thank you, mom and dad.
You think the graduation is the thank you?
I think so.
Hmm.
Because the parents are proud when they go. Screaming, yelling.
I didn't walk at mine. Mine could not have been any less important to me.
Interesting. Because it's more ceremonial. Right?
Yeah. You
graduate regardless of if you walk across the stage or not.
Correct. Yeah.
Proverbial.
I told my parents,
hey,
don't worry about it. Don't come. It's not that big of a deal to me. And again, my parents helped me out when they could. But I mean, I paid through most of my school with loans and things of the, you know, and working and doing little things like that. Again, they helped me out a little bit here and there. But I was on my own when it came to tuition.
Honestly, answer this honestly, please. Where do you stand on the speaker?
See, that's another thing, man. Like, I got better things to do on a Saturday than sit there and listen to somebody pontificate about the meaning of life.
Oh, come on. There are really good speakers, guys. I mean, I saw that. Oh, man. Well, okay. I don't want to get into all that.
No.
But, I mean, a lot of these places get some really high-level, impressive celebrities. I mean, I'll never forget what was that?
I will not listen to one word. I will be panning the crowd going, wow, you think the wife let him get out of the house looking like that? That's what I'll do. I'll just pan the crowd, right?
I do like that we live in this digital age where when there are great speakers at certain colleges or universities, now social media allows us all to see clips of it as opposed to just the audience that was in attendance that day, right? Like Fred Rogers gave a commencement speech in 2002 at Dartmouth University. Well, I didn't go to Dartmouth. He also, by the way, in 2001 was at Marquette. But you know what I mean? If you couldn't be there, if you get to see some of the wise words from some of these folks that get shared on social media now, I kind of like that.
Fred Rogers. Am I supposed to know Fred Rogers?
I haven't an idea.
Are you kidding me, boys?
Thank you, Gabe. That is the appropriate reaction to the
You're
name.
You're unfamiliar with Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
Oh, yeah. Look at
there
that.
There it is. He had a name. It's
you
not
call
Mr.
him Mr. Rogers. Quit getting all
yeah,
uppity with
name.
It.
His
he
name
does
is
not
Rogers.
Look like a Fred.
He talked.
Yeah, what the
he
hell?
Talked. He talked.
He's a
to puppets.
He's a peer. He's Fred.
High
Mr. Rogers to me.
I can't
I don't go to the land
didn't
of make
know
believe.
Mr. Rogers' first name. That really bothers me.
Yeah, it's Mr.
I look like Daniel Tiger to you?
His first name's Mr. Like last name Rogers.
Lady Elaine Fairchild over here reporting for duty. We got folks weighing in on the Carbless Talk and Text line this morning, 800-990-3776. Tony says, second graduation is overrated. When I got my MBA, I didn't even go to the graduation. That feels like a humble brag, too, from our friend Tony in the 262, letting us know he's got his master's. Ben says, I didn't go to my own graduation, so I give Chewy kudos for supporting his kids. Meanwhile, John in Milwaukee says, y'all are talking tough. There's no way any of you miss your kids' graduations. I don't care what grade it is. You're going to the graduation, maybe not going to kindergarten graduation, but the rest of you are all going to every graduation that your kids have, fair or unfair.
I mean, obviously Chewy's going. I was just asking what it meant to you personally. Because, again, had I walked and I said, hey, Mom and Dad, I want you. Yeah, of course, they would have showed up. But it wasn't important to me. It didn't seem like, hey, why waste anybody's time here and drive all the way to Platteville watch me walk across the stage?
Angie's smart enough to know that she's got a suite in the deal. You know, just like Minnesota, we're going to Manny's. Perfect. Love it. Great steak. Brings me in.
You're such a simple man. Sweeten the deal is just a sick meal.
Yeah.
Just like Madison Brunch, I'm sure there's a great spot. Probably hopefully find a rooftop restaurant.
Like a rooftop patio somewhere.
Yeah.
But hold on. You said you were exploring. You were looking for brunch spots.
Yeah.
Shouldn't she have to handle that if that's part of the sweetening the pot thing?
No, because she did Manny's, so I'll do Madison.
Okay.
And put it this way, Dylan, who's in Fargo at North Dakota State, he's driving all the way in for the free meal.
Wait, how is he still on scholarship?
Gabe, they never come off scholarship.
Say it's lifelong.
Okay. Speaking of scholarship, I don't know if you guys knew this or not. Someone won $1,000 and didn't want to tell us that he won
$1,000. Oh, I heard about that. I saw that. Listened to the stream on that.
And when I brought up cut, woo-hoo.
What's up, brokies?
All of a sudden, there was a bad connection.
But to be honest with you guys, more interesting than Joshy winning $1,000, which he did, and we will get to in just a moment. How the hell did you know about it, Chew?
I told him.
Oh, because I was like, there is 0.000% chance that he was on the call.
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, I was about to say, Chewy, what do you think? Did he tell you how or why he won $1,000?
Yeah,
or just that he won $1,000?
He said Craig gave him $1,000.
Well, that's not exactly how it went down.
Definitely not how I told him it happened either.
In a roundabout way, he got to the correct answer, I guess. There's a few more details in there that are kind of important, but ultimately that is the end result.
And frankly, Joshy won it with his sports acumen. Like, that's the coolest part about the whole thing, right, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't win the March Madness. It was evolved around the bracket challenge, and we did it internally here, so there's like no actual money on it. But what we did is basically place better than Craig, you get a chance at a grand prize. I'm going to be honest, I wasn't even paying attention to that because I just figured, well, if you're in it, you're in it. It's so far removed also from the tournament that I wasn't even figuring it. And yeah, I finished better than him, I believe, in both the men's and women's, which gave me two entries.
Oh, two entries. Double entry.
Uh-huh. And then Friday, actually got a migraine. So I ran to Walgreens, came back, was filling up my water, and I hear raucous applause upstairs. And I said, wow, what's going on there? And by the time I came back to this very studio that I'm sitting in, I had about 10 text messages of people sending me money bags and you're rich. And
Oh, wait, that was the first you knew about it? Was on the call?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
I found out right there and then and there.
$1,000 richer, our guy Joshy. And the fact that Chewy knew about it is just blowing my mind this morning.
Yeah, he retained it. And then, of course, he had to bring it up because he started negotiating that he needed a cut. And I said, for what? He said, moral support.
Look.
Just out of curiosity, what is moral support worth in 2025? In your mind, what is moral support worth?
I mean, Jesus gets 10%, so I'm thinking, you know, 8%.
You're only 2% less than old JC.
I'm going to tell you that. I don't want any money. I'm just telling you one thing. Those damn hot dogs better be there on Monday, Gabe. And you got to check. Where did you put them?
I am not in the office today. I will check and make sure. If you want, I will grab them, take them home, so then they're safe in my refrigerator and bring them in on Monday, if that's going to make
sense. That's the only things I want. Because Angry down here is a hot dog connoisseur, and I said, you have not had a hot dog until he had a Usinger's.
So you're going to bring the dogs back?
Justin. Couldn't they cut a deal with Usinger's and serve hot dogs at Cousins? Like, dress it up as a sub?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We're off the rails.
All right.
You're off.
Just to suggest. See, this is the moral support Joshy needs.
Well,
the 8% is coming from.
If Cousins runs with a Usinger's hot dog sub, what kind of cut would you expect from Justin to give you? Because, again, this is an idea from you.
8%.
No, free subs for a year.
Okay.
And it can just be the hot dog subs. That actually sounds really good.
Put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Do you know who Fred Rogers is? Go ahead and weigh in on that.
Would you eat a hot dog sub?
Lasagna in Milwaukee saying, I will not tolerate Fred Rogers slander on a Monday. Again, this whole thing started with Chewy forgetting that it is his quote-unquote favorite holiday, which is Cinco. Love it. He just said, love it. Cinco de Mayo. Didn't even remember that today was Cinco de Mayo. We had to inform him of that. We got a lot of stuff to get to now that we're all warmed up. Did the stretch here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Giannis posted on Instagram. Everybody's reading into it. There is apparently some information about Jair's situation in Green Bay. We're going to get to that. And allegedly, apparently, we won an award. We'll talk about all of that as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy gets going this morning.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and just a little housekeeping here. Gabe, where the hell are you today?
I am at Erin Hills Media Day out here today for the 80th playing of the U.S. Women's Open coming up later this month here at Erin Hills. Stephen Watson and I probably going to be grabbing some interviews, so stay tuned. Tomorrow night on the tee, 6 p.m., we're going to have some great preview of the Women's Open coming up here at Erin.
Good stuff there. Are you playing today?
Of course, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Why are you wearing your coat?
I mean, I came all the way out here.
Does a bear bleep in the woods? So yesterday, last night, to be more specific, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the topic of much conversation over the last 48 hours or so, posted a picture on Instagram. And so we're going to go to our forensic files over here, and we're going to try to figure out what the hell it means. Giannis Antetokounmpo posted a picture. If you haven't seen it yet, well, go ahead and take a look. My guess, though, is most of you are paying attention to everything that Giannis does and says and all of the things. And this is the first time we have heard from him since after the Bucks were bounced by the Pacers. By the way, are the Pacers going to beat the Cavs? I mean, it's one game, but Who said yep?
Gentlemen's sweep. That's the one game they get. The Cavs win the next four.
Okay, fair enough. Joshy is putting the Giannis picture up on our YouTube stream as we speak. Remember, you can always stream the show on our YouTube channel, ESPN Milwaukee. So it is a picture of Giannis, head bowed. I assume it is during warm-ups / national anthem, that whole thing after the teams are introduced. And he is wearing the Win for Cream City shirt. And he put the caption of a prayer hands and a salute. Gabe, your first reaction when you saw this post from Giannis Antetokounmpo last night?
I've kind of stayed pretty strong in this. I don't think he's going anywhere because I think he's going to have to ask out. And that is not the, to me, the action of somebody who is going to be asking out of Milwaukee.
So
you're not posting that.
How would you read that as good? That's not good. Can we all agree on that?
He's wearing a shirt that says, win it for the Cream City.
Then what's the salute? Peace out.
Ooh, you think the salute
that.
Is...
Peace
no.
out. Yes.
No. Okay, so this is a salute. Again, if you're watching, yes. you salute. This is peace out. Those are two different things. And turns out, you know this emoji boy, that this is actually an emoji. He could have put that up there if he wanted to.
That's too aggressive, though, for Giannis.
It is aggressive,
way too
man.
Aggressive.
If he had put the peace
yes,
out,
that's
oh
way
my.
Too aggressive.
Apocalyptic here in Milwaukee.
You can't read
by
that
way.
As positive. Jen, did you see it as positive?
I got to be honest, Chu. My reaction was he's staying. My reaction was he's the dude from Wolf of Wall Street who's going, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. Like, that's how I read it. Because I thought, like, he wouldn't have done anything if his intentions were to leave. Now, are there things that are out of Giannis's control a little bit out there swirling? To some degree, yes. Like, you're hearing from all of the people. Brian Windhorst, Joshy, I believe you have the audio of that. Brian Windhorst this weekend actually talking about certain teams that are actively going to, that are interested in making a play for Giannis. I don't know that that's different from any other year. There are always teams that are calling or, you know, asking about Giannis, and usually the Bucks brass just hangs up the phone on them. We'll get to that sound in just a few moments. But Chu, my reaction after seeing it was, oh, he's showing Milwaukee he wants to stay. Mm-hmm. Now, I like this take from our buddy Ron in the Key, who posted on our Instagram account, our Twitter account, after we said, how did you interpret the Giannis post? He thinks that it is like everything. It's sort of the Rorschach test of whatever you believe you see. So if you believe that Giannis is staying, you see it as him committing, recommitting to the city of Milwaukee. If you think he's leaving, you see it as him doing what you did, which is thanks for the memories.
I use the salute a lot. And when I use it most is like when I'm on my tractor, lawnmower or something, and a buddy stops over and he's leaving. And as he's leaving, I give him a salute. How the hell else do you guys use it? Do you use the salute?
I do, but not
no,
like that.
I'm not in the military, man. Like, what do you... Who do you like,
all no. right, if you put the... I know you don't have a lawnmower, or you have...
Hey, whoa.
I've got the ultimate lawnmower. I don't have a fancy-ass lawnmower like you. If
with
you want
power.
To see a blue-collar, hard-working, grinding lawnmower, Chew, you come to my house, and I'll show you
what
blue-collar
is. Let me ask you this,
is.
And I guarantee you didn't do it. Have you laid the sod yet on that little patch that you were telling me about last year?
I have not. However,
you're not a grinder.
However, I have contacted our friends, and we're gonna maybe get a little deal done and get some landscaping done.
Much like us, maybe not being the right group to be breaking down the meaning of emojis. We're also you are not the right group to be talking about grinding. Okay, I thought it was all ironic in the first segment when you were talking about being a grinder too.
Well, I got to come back and grind. I got a lot of stuff to do. I pace myself, but I still grind.
The pace himself grinder.
I was going to say.
I don't know how you look at a salute as anything but.
I was just going to tell you, I use the salute in posts or in texts as respect. Respect. Mm-hmm. That's the way I use the salute. I don't use it as I'm out or see you later.
I use it as the I capped.
Oh, well, I'm probably using it a lot at home then with Mussolini.
Yeah, and Josh. I was about to say, you live under a dictatorship, Josh. Like, it's completely different for the rest of us.
And you said, hold on, there's the prayer emoji in front of it?
That's gratitude.
No, that's God bless you all, but catch you on the flip side. I don't know how else you'd interpret this any other way. This should be a segment, all right?
Just
grouping
you.
Emojis together, and what does it mean?
I think that's what we're doing here, pal.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Prayer, hands, and salute. How did you interpret it? What did you see it as? I do tend to agree with Ron and the Key. People have the way that they see a situation, and this is sort of...
Oh, it looks like we lost Jen's microphone out of thin air. Are you guys still there? Oh, no.
I'm still here.
Gabe's not there. It's just you and I, Chew.
All right.
Let's take over.
It's all downhill
Let's
from run here.
Jen's giving us the break signal.
Yeah, what does that mean? Oh, Giannis is coming back. Yeah.
Jen, can you do via emoji tell us what to do here? All right, we're going to take a break here, try to figure out what the heck happened, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or no?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN. It started with a whisper.
Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee, known for its endless ways to win. And Friday, June 27th, they are showing why that is the standard with the highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty roll into drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share June 27th, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 years old to play. Shout out to Joshy, who took the cartridge out, blew in it, and put it back in the Nintendo. That from Josh in Heartland. Got all the technical difficulties figured out. But I wanted to still continue this Giannis conversation because I think we got cut a little short there. So Giannis posts on Instagram. Why do I keep forgetting? Because I keep going back to Instant Messenger, guys. I keep going back to the 90s when Instant Messenger was a thing.
AOL?
And
Instant Messenger?
Stay with me here, yes, because this is relevant. I have been known to, as a girl of a certain age during AOL Instant Messenger, put little cryptic messages out into the universe, song lyrics, and whatnot for people to interpret as they will, but hopefully one specific person interpret it as I intended. And I couldn't help but think about that when I saw Giannis's post of the picture and him saying, win it for Cream City. And then, of course, there's the song that accompanied the post, which I, of course, went to Google Translate and translated the lyrics to see what the lyrics said. And if you go and listen to or read what those lyrics are, guys, it's all about home. It's all about, you know, coming from nothing and that perspective dictating your future perspective. And this idea of home is only home if you're there. So to me, I was like, boom, this guy is staying. This guy loves it here. This guy has his family entrenched. He recognizes all of the benefits of being in Milwaukee. He knows it's going to be tough, but he's never backed away from a challenge. And for that reason, Your Honor, I believe it indicates that Giannis is staying in Milwaukee.
But we all interpret emojis differently. Like when we lost sound right here, you were giving this signal, Jen, which means what?
That's break.
It is.
To you, it means break.
But to
me, it means my daughter threw the glass light last night, did the same emoji, and that means Angie's going to get in a fight with the waiter. You better get in here real quick. So we interpret things differently.
Wait, how is
with emojis?
It's rather verbose.
How is that Angie's going to get in a fight, get here quick? Shouldn't that be like more, get in here?
Yeah, isn't the universal...
No, there's a story.
Shout out to our friend TC here who sent me this. That the lyrics in that song says, I'm selfish, it's me or nobody. Sometimes I don't consider how you're going to feel. I pursue the records. That's how the sports want me. I want a cup, a championship, or 10 Ballon d'Ors, which are the MVPs for...
soccer.
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or.
Is that... change your perspective on what that song could mean at all?
No, I got the whole lyrics here. I read the whole thing. I thought it was also talking about his, start, and you know, the whole beginning of the song talks about I grew up alone in the neighborhoods where you had to take care of everything. You were marked by passions and invisible scars, and the only love you have is a vagabond. I feel like that is representative of how the Antetokounmpo family sort of grew up. We know about them kind of selling trinkets on the street and trying to make ends meet, and the boys sharing shoes and whatnot. Yeah, I guess I read the whole thing and thought that it was an ode to Milwaukee and an indication of his commitment to the city. Gabe, it sounds like you,
yeah, look,
maybe
I'm
even
right
independently of this post, felt that way.
Yeah, like that's just because, again, if he is going to ask out, it's going to have to be more than a cryptic social media post. Like if he goes to Bucks ownership and says, hey, I want out, they're going to say, okay, you got to do it publicly. We're not going to be the bad guys here. You're going to have to be the bad guy. We're not going to help you out. We're not going to do – if you want out, ask out publicly, and we'll figure it out from there. And it's going to have to be more than some sort of cryptic post.
Yeah, but if it was like, don't worry, I'm coming. What? If there's got to be a relax emoji. Is there a relax emoji?
Frankie says relax. He just puts that on. No, I don't think there's a
relax. For you, there probably is.
Maybe there's the
Namaste?
Yeah, thank you. You know, where the person's doing yoga, they've got their legs crossed, they got their hands in this thing, and they've got their eyes closed. That might be a relax, like chill out.
My biggest thing I noticed was, and maybe I've been naive because I've never really considered Giannis leaving before this offseason. Is he a member of the cryptic post, or is this a new entry into a version of Giannis we haven't really seen?
I don't think he's a member of the cryptic post clan.
Right, because there are athletes who, I mean, anything happens, there's some weird cryptic post that comes out. He seems pretty straight. Forward, Devontae, many of them.
do you like it or no?
No, I prefer he not enter into the game of cryptic posting.
Yeah. The game of cryptic posting is just that. Like, it rarely means anything and doesn't actually tell you one thing one way or the other. Because, again, I go back to Devontae, and he wore the green and gold shoes, and everybody's thinking, oh, here we go, he's going to be a Packer, and then the Packers never even called him.
But also maybe he was putting it out there like, hey, I'm open for this. I'm open to this possibility, Packers. Like, just throw this out there into the universe.
I think the cryptic posts all have intention. Whether they successfully accomplish what they set out to do, there most often is a reason. And that's, sadly, the way a lot of athletes communicate. Like the classic remove a team from your bio, unfollow them on Instagram. Like, there are all sorts of ways people do this cryptic stuff. It's just trying to read what it means, which direction it's going. Because this is so vague, it could be, you could make a case for either side.
So let me get to this because Ron and the Key also weighed in saying, my question to consider is this. Why be mysterious, only allude to something if you're trying to tell Bucks fans, good news, I'm staying? I mean, again, maybe he doesn't feel like he has that luxury right now. Maybe he doesn't feel like he has the luxury of saying because, like I said, Gabe, maybe he doesn't feel like it's entirely in his hands. And again, like I said,
knows it is.
All across the board?
Yeah. Yeah. The Bucks are not going to trade Giannis without Giannis asking out.
Yes. At this point, I would agree.
So do you agree with Ron's point, which is then why not just say that? Why not just say, like,
sure.
I'm here, I'm locked in. Like I said, the line from
who knows?
Wolf of Wall Street,
maybe we're the
I'm
wrong
not
people.
Leaving.
He was putting this out there for somebody else, and we're interpreting it a different way for us, much like you alluded to earlier, Jen. Maybe somebody, you know, saw the song lyric you put up on AIM. They thought it was one thing, and it was something completely different. Maybe this wasn't intended for us.
John in MKE says, Giannis's journey of life has any city in the world provided more of a home than Milwaukee for a longer period of time. I don't think there's any city that has offered him more. He may consider this place home more than anywhere else in the world. Meanwhile, Chef Ed saying, Giannis has deep gratitude for Milwaukee and what we did for him and his family. He's going. nowhere. Good Lord, Chef Ed, with the typing. it says now here, just so you guys know, but he means nowhere. He's going nowhere.
Can I just ask one thing, though? Because this is going to be something that again, until we know for sure and Giannis says that he's staying and we know he's staying, there's going to be plenty of speculation. Is he going to go? Is he going to stay? And then there are going to be pieces out there, like there were at the Athletic over the weekend. Oh, four trades that pique our interest, I believe was the name of the article. If we're going to do crap like this, can we at least make it serious trades only? Like, there was a serious trade in this article that I have thought about every day since. Giannis to Philly for Paul George, Jared McCain, and four firsts. Guess what? You're not getting Giannis on a discount. You're not going to get Giannis for your discarded scrap heap Paul George crap of a contract. Ain't happening. Like, Mikal Bridges last year went for five firsts and better players. If we're going to do this, I beg everyone, please, serious offers only.
Are you okay?
No! Like, how can you seriously do this? Like, oh, you know, if you are sitting there, if you're the guy who wrote this, and our credit to our guy, Eric Name, who called this trade insulting, Tony Jones, like, what are you doing? Why are you wasting everybody's time coming up with a trade revolving around Paul bleeping George? That's not good. No, nobody wants that. Get out of here with that crap.
All right. I do at some point want to still play the windy sound for you guys from over the weekend.
Paul George! In the year of our Lord, 2025.
Well, Gabe, there isn't going to be a trade you like. Put it that way. There isn't a trade out there that you'd like. There isn't a trade where you're going to go, yes, definitely do it. That ain't happening.
But this isn't happening. But this isn't true. This isn't, I can get Bonds and Griffey and it's not going to cost us that much. Like, if Mikal Bridges is going for five firsts and better players, you can't offer worse players and worse picks than Mikal bleeping Bridges went for. But
did Giannis just become a member of the Cryptic Post clan? What did you take from? How do you interpret his post on Instagram last night? Him in a Win for Cream City shirt, him with the prayer emoji, him with the salute emoji. Is it an indication he is leaning towards leaving or an indication he's not going anywhere? Let us know, 800-990-3776. Still a lot of stuff for us to get to this morning. Is there news on Jair, or is it just news that we want news, but there is no news? We'll dive into that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Mentality, we've talked about mentality for a while. You've heard me talk about it because it doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. I was just out there last week doing my, I'm out there every 12, 13 weeks getting a checkup, make sure my testosterone levels are right where they need to be. And that's where mentality can help you. That's where they've helped me. If you are tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day the way that, you know, you did a year or two ago, maybe a little more than that. Those are all signs of low testosterone, and mentality can help. How do they help? Book an appointment, lowtusa.com. Go through their process, and it's simple. At the end, you get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back, and if your testosterone levels are low, they'll come up with a customized testosterone treatment plan for you. That's what's great to me. That's what I love about mentality. This isn't just one size fits all. No, you actually consult with medical professionals, and they make sure that your testosterone levels are where they exactly need to be, so you can feel and compete at work and sports the way you did years ago. It's easy. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about mentalities. Low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
A lot of people appreciated Gabe's rant in the last segment of the show. I have a feeling that's going to show up on social media, Gabe. Just prepare yourself.
I understand we're in for the long haul. I understand there's a possibility he leaves. I believe he stays, but I recognize that this is the highest chance I think he's ever had of potentially leaving Milwaukee. And if we're going to do this, like, let's just serious conversations around the packages you want to put together around Giannis only.
Well, it's like when you post something on Facebook Marketplace and you say serious offers only, right? Yeah. Like, don't waste my time. Paul Bleepin' George, Adam in the 414, says, love Gabe's outrage because it's totally justified. There's maybe two or three scenarios that might work, but don't think you can just offload your trash to us. Those are fool offers.
Again, is there anyone you would trade straight up?
No.
Wemby?
Really?
I'd take Wemby.
It's like Giannis from when they first got Giannis.
Yeah, like, look, I would prefer to keep Giannis. Like, Giannis is our guy. But if I have to trade Giannis, I'm going to trade him straight up. I'm going to trade him for Wemby.
Okay. Not a Jokic?
They're kind of the, I mean... It's not a great situation for him either.
What about Cooper Flagg?
What's that?
So what about Cooper Flagg?
I would need a lot more than Cooper Flagg. Like, Cooper Flagg's a nice piece to build something else around. Probably need about four more draft picks and a couple more young players. Because Cooper Flagg is really potentially very interesting. Guess where Cooper Flagg wasn't this year? Third in MVP voting.
The hell is Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, well, that explains why Chewy didn't do well in the March Madness pool.
Is that Fred Jones's brother?
Fred Jones's brother is Cooper Flagg?
Fred Rogers. Jones Rogers. Got him confused.
Yeah, doing a little too Cinco de Mayo-ing. Too much Cinco de Mayo-ing over there, huh, buddy?
Oh, what's it coming?
Is it really coming? Yeah. Are you going to do something? Are you going to have some tacos? Are you going to have some cervezas?
Yeah, I make a killer margarita.
Do you really? How did I not know this about you?
It's the same thing as a Cosmo. You're just kind of shifting things around. It is, Gabe. So you use tequila instead of vodka. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's no cranberry juice. Yeah.
Keep going.
We've gotten the alcohol right.
It's a mixed drink is what you're saying.
Cointreau, yes, Cointreau.
I don't think any of
triple
the ingredients, sack. I don't think there are any crossover ingredients,
yes,
are there?
Yes, there are.
What are the crossover ingredients?
Cointreau. Cointreau. There's simple syrup in there. Hey.
Yeah,
people love my Cosmos down here. I just tweak it a little bit and make it a margarita.
Yeah, I also tweak my gin and coke and make it a whiskey diet.
I tweak a water and make it a martini.
Right.
Are you guys going to throw me back after about a week of me being there? I think you're going to say,
you're going to throw us back. You're going to throw us back.
Look. I know you have your own little separate text chain here, okay? I'm not that dumb.
We literally do
you
not.
You know? But is it going to be like, I kind of like him better when he's back in Florida?
No. You're way better when you're here, dude. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. It's just the situation. But you're way better when you're here. And for the record.
Crazy part,
I think I'm crankier, though.
At times. Monday, you're definitely crankier because you're not getting as much sleep and you got to drive in. But the wild part is, as much of a wild card as you are, you're more of a wild card when you're in studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Look, I think that Gabe and Joshy have a private text chain, but that's only because they talk about stuff that I don't want to hear about anyway.
Correct. Yeah, Gabe and I talk about totally unrelated, like golf and stuff.
But the three of us do not have a separate text chain.
The only time I've ever sent anything separate is because I forgot to click the group message and I just end up sending Jen herself some tweet, and that's
it. I got it out of Ashton. He kind of spilled the beans.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's a rat. He is.
Yeah. See, you can't trick us. We would have to be the people involved in the secret text message, and none of us are aware of it.
Look, if I threaten Ashton enough, he'll tell me anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He'll tell you anything,
yeah, just
even
what you
if it's
hear.
Not the truth, even if it's not real.
I never looked at that angle.
This is pretty obvious.
Possibility.
Pretty obvious, okay. Pal.
Your relationship with Ashton is like your wife's relationship with you. That should make it
very similar.
That should make it easier to follow. Yeah.
I'd contend you have more private about us than we do about you.
Yeah, the plants and the birds here. I don't have any other friends. My wife's at the point. When I come home, she's like, "Who'd you talk to today?" The radio. That's enough. 2 hours of conversation in a day is enough. It's enough.